This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
And welcome to episode number 76.
76.
What did you watch this week? My name is Mike.
My name is John. We didn't introduce ourselves last episode.
Yeah.
We went right into the
jumped right into things. Yeah. People know us.
Yeah. They better.
I would hope so.
They've
listened to even two episodes.
Yep.
I mean, our names are in the description.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I guess if we don't signify whose voice is whose, maybe people will get confused.
I don't know. We've got pretty distinct voices.
Right, but if they don't know us, won't know who's talking.
That's right.
Yeah. They may think that John's a clever guy or Mike sounds kind of weird tonight, but it's opposite people.
So you're clever and I sound weird?
Apparently.
Okay.
This week's episode, we're going to talk about the fall preview.
Yep. Yeah. No show talk this week.
We
only had a few shows, so we're going to kind of save those up for next week. And this is going to be the fall preview prediction extravaganza, bonanza.
Right.
I miss Bonanza.
That was a good show.
Nope.
What was that movie? Oh, the Bonanza the Restaurant.
Yes, Bonanza the Restaurant.
There's still one in Sanford, Maine.
I know. You always tell me that every time, and then I say, I don't want to drive to Sanford.
You don't want to drive 200 miles round trip to go to Bonanza, John?
No, I don't. Not for Bonanza. I mean, trust me, Bonanza is great.
Yes.
Best salad bar ever. I mean,
yep.
And all the extra stuff at the end, you know, the chicken wings, the nacho cheese sauce, and then you could get a biscuit and dip the biscuit in the nacho cheese sauce, desserts. Oh, it was so good. But
I remember back in 2012, my mom and I went to Loudon to the race, Loudon, New Hampshire, for the NASCAR race. And when I got over on the way back through, she's like, what do you want to do for dinner? And I go, oh I know. So I routed us right through Rochester, New Hampshire, over into Sanford, Maine. And we headed down to Bonanza.
Nice.
And they got the trays and everything, and they put the number on
the
tray.
It was great.
Nice. You got that nice big piece of Texas toast with your meal.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to work at Bonanza,
and they had the dessert counter.
Yes.
You know, with like the parfaits and stuff.
Yes.
And they always look so good, but you could never eat them because between the salad bar and the meal, you were done.
I actually worked at Bonanza back in the year 1999.
Nice.
Around Christmas time for some extra cash money, I worked the grill. It was a lot of fun.
Apparently, a girl that I had a crush on many years back also worked at Bonanza at some point. So,
interesting. So, anyhow, we're going to talk about TV shows. Some of them have already premiered. Some of them have yet to premiere. It all depends on what date they fall on.
Yep.
So, but we're going to talk about them all.
Yeah. Not every single show.
We're talking about the ones that we're interested in.
Like, I was looking at the list and I noticed that, you know, that stupid show on USA, Chrisley Knows Best.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have a follow-up show afterwards that's like Chrisley Unplugged or something. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Pass.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything that comes on the Lifetime Network.
Yep.
Or True TV or other than that, it ruins everything. Anyway.
Right.
So we're going to talk about the major ones.
Well, like you said, September 5th, American Horror Story Cult premiered. I have yet to watch it. Not sure if I will.
Yeah.
But that
premiered. I am not going to.
No.
So it'll
I may watch the first episode just to see, all right, what's this going to be like? Where's it going?
Yep.
Type of thing.
But as we talked about last week, you don't like politics, and it seems like it is very heavily influenced by the most recent election and clowns. Not sure why.
You're the Worst is coming back. Now, have you ever watched that?
I've watched all of it. I friggin' love this show. I've talked in the past about how much I love that it's not only raunchy and over the top and funny, but also they really depict things like mental illness and depression very well. So
it comes on FXX season 4.
FXX.
Season 4, September the 6th. So
amazing show, double episode premiere. Again, we're not talking about shows that we've watched, so I'm not going to get into it now. But yes, super, super stoked for this being back on the air. It was a happy day for me when it came back on the air.
Now, this is the show. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So anyway,
never minding.
Also, if you're into that thing, the WWE's Total Bellas season 2 premieres on E! On September 6th. I love wrestling almost more than anything, and I'm not watching that drivelish garbage, just so you know.
Is it supposed to be like America's Next Top Model? But
No. It's they did Total Divas. They do the Total Divas show, which is the reality show following the – which is funny because they don't call them divas anymore. They made a big production about not calling them divas anymore. They're women. They're superstars. They're wrestlers. Well, sorry. They don't use the word wrestling on WWE because –
it's because they're entertainers.
It's sports entertainment. But anyhow,
aren't they the World Wrestling Entertainment?
They could get rid of the word wrestling in the title. They somehow would, I bet.
The WE Network.
If they could call that's themselves entertainment. The World Sports Entertainment, they probably would.
But they only won sport.
Correct.
Okay.
Or wrestling. It's wrestling. It'll always be wrestling. It's professional wrestling. Anyhow, so Total Bellas is the spinoff that just focuses on the Bellas and their husbands, Daniel Bryan and John Cena. Oh, boyfriend, fiance was one of them. But yeah. So they married well for wrestling fans because, like, some wrestling fans will watch their crappy show just to see their husbands. Also, Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson returns to National Geographic.
I love the podcast.
I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I like Star Talk. It's great.
Yep.
I guess if you're into it, September 8th, BoJack Horseman comes back to Netflix for their fourth season. I could care less about it.
I've never sat down and watched it. I've heard a lot of good stuff, but I just never got into it. Although I had said similar things about Rick and Morty when it first came out, but holy crap, is that show amazing. So maybe I'll check out BoJack Horseman this season if I've got nothing else to do.
Sci-Fi's premiering a new short-form drama series, as they're calling it. It's not new to us. September 8th, Con Man. Alan Tudyk's Con Man, which we talked about season one in detail on the show.
Big detail.
With the DVDs that we own. Season two has been on Con TV or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The paid service.
Which is how they originally put out the first season.
Right. And I've been waiting for the second season to come out on DVD so we can sit down and watch it. And it hasn't, it hasn't, it hasn't. All of a sudden, I'm going over this look and I go, oh, shit. Okay, cool. They were doing season one and season two on Sci-Fi starting September 8th. I looked on Sci-Fi. Each episode's only 15 minutes. So I don't know if they're just going to air a 15-minute episode and call it a day or if they're going to double put two of them together to make it a half-hour show or how they're going to fill it in, I don't know.
Yep.
If they're going to lump it all together and re-edit them their own selves, which I think is a terrible thing to do. You got to leave it. Yeah. I'm just excited for season two to start, but I'll rewatch season.
They've got to put commercials in, so.
Yeah. So it'll just be a heavily commercialed half-hour show.
Trust me, people, you're going to want to see this show.
If you haven't watched it, you're definitely going to want to watch it. September 10th, The Orville premieres on Fox, and then it'll move to its regular time slot.
Which is the 21st, I think?
September 21st, yes. Yeah. But September 10th, The Orville's going to premiere. Nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some of the early reviews have already been in.
Yeah.
I've seen things such as Seth MacFarlane plays it too safe. This is kind of drivel. It's not Star Trek. It's bad Star Trek. Personally, I can't wait for this show. This is probably my most anticipated of the fall season for new shows. You know, not for stuff that's coming back, but for new shows, I've been anticipating this more than anything. I love his work.
I'm so excited about it. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And some people I've heard compare it, say, for those like who've it's what people who want a new Star Trek series is excited about as opposed to Discovery.
So yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, if you're a Netflix watcher outside of the US and Canada, Star Trek Discovery is going to be on Netflix in its entirety in September.
But not in US
and Canada. Not in US and Canada, no.
Assholes.
Well, okay. The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yep.
In other countries, it's already on Netflix.
Really?
Yes. Not in the U.S. and Canada, but in other countries, it's already on Netflix. Yeah.
I'd totally watch that right now.
It's in the theaters here. It's in the theaters here, but it's on Netflix in other countries. So
interesting.
Also, September 10th, The Outlander, Season 3 on Stars.
I've got to check that show out.
I feel like I do, too, as well.
I've heard nothing but good about it.
If you like Fear of the Walking Dead, that's coming back.
Nope.
And the new HBO drama series, The Deuce. It's not about pooping. But it's the TV show taking place in the late 70s, early 80s about the rise of the pornography industry as well as organized crime and whatnot in New York in that time frame. Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
The first episode's actually available on HBO on demand now. They released it early. I haven't watched it yet.
Because if it's not out yet, you get the first episode and then by the time you watch it, 2 weeks.
But September the 10th, this comes out or has come out, depending on when you're listening to this.
And just so everybody knows, you know, if you're like, well, wait a minute, it's September 12th when I'm listening to this. Just remember that, you know, we're recording this and we're giving you the dates specifically. We're not like, you know, this will come out tomorrow because we're trying to stick to a format here for anybody who wants to set their calendar. So don't give us any grief over this. Okay.
A couple of you that probably will, though.
Yeah.
September 11th, Monday Night Football returns on ESPN for their 48th season. That is kind of impressive, I guess. But anyhow, moving on.
Moving along, then.
The final season of The Mindy Project, September the 12th, comes on Hulu, season 6. I don't know if it's going to be a all at once, or are they going to really release one week at a time? But
I think the way that Hulu's been doing it with Mindy is that they've been doing it one week at a time. It's odd for them to do that, but basically it was an NBC show, and then Hulu picked it up from them.
They did that with their own original series, Casual, as well.
That's
one
right.
week at a time, every Tuesday that came out.
They did it with The Path as well. So, yeah, you'll probably see it once a week. I'm still not going to watch it, but anyway.
September 13th, season 21 of South Park premieres on Comedy Central.
I'm really excited about that. They recently made a mention because they had the member berries last season, and they were going to drop it and let it go, and then they saw the trailer for Ready Player One, and they said, all right, well, since Spielberg's doing it, we kind of have to bring them back because basically Ready Player One is the member berries of real life.
Right.
It's an entire book and now movie that is based around, hey, remember the 80s? Remember these movies? Remember these actors? Remember these video games?
Yep. Broad City returns to Comedy Central season 4.
Hilarious.
I do enjoy Broad City. I feel like it's been a long, long, long
time. It has. Yeah, it was almost one of those, like, it wasn't going to come back.
Season 3 ended,
Fun fact, they've been advertising on Comedy Central recently, and the advertisements say that Broad City has a better Rotten Tomatoes score consistently than shows like Game of Thrones did. Isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. September 14th, Better Things Season 2 on FX. I tried watching the first season, couldn't get into it.
Me either.
Yeah. Let's see here. September 17th at the Vietnam War, a new documentary, limited documentary series on PBS. I'll probably want to check that out.
Okay.
Just throwing that out.
Yeah, let us know how it is.
So this is kind of neat. September 19th on Netflix, Jerry Seinfeld's having a new comedy stand-up special, but it's called Jerry Before Seinfeld. And it's going to focus on his career before he did Seinfeld.
Okay.
How his comedy was, what he did kind of leading up to it. And so it's part stand-up special, part documentary
from
the trailer I saw. So it actually looks kind of neat.
Interesting.
It actually looks pretty neat. September 20th, Channel Zero, No End House, season 2 of that show shows up on Sci-Fi. I had a hard time with season 1.
And that's why I didn't watch season 1 was based on how you really, like, you basically said that it was a much worse version of Black Mirror.
Oh, tremendously worse. But instead of, like, see, this is the thing I like about, and I kind of hate how we call anthology shows now where a whole season is about one topic and then the next season's about one topic, as opposed to an original anthology shows like The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, where each episode was a new thing.
Right.
That's what I thought Channel Zero was going to be about.
Yep.
Also, the thing about Channel Zero, they have the Tooth Monster, which is this monster made of completely of teeth.
apt name then.
It's kind of gross. Creeps me out.
See,
I'm not gonna lie. Looking at it makes me go, no, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to watch.
As big
this.
Of a horror fan as you are, and I am myself, for you to say that a creature is too gross and it creeps you out, that's a line that shouldn't be crossed.
But it doesn't. It doesn't creep me out I'm feeling gross thinking about it. It doesn't creep me out on the scary meter.
Right.
Or the gross meter as far as like, oh, look how vile, disgusting it is. Or look at the makeup on that. It creeps me out because it's like.
Wrong.
Like, it just looks teeth on the outside. It just looks wrong. Like, I don't even want to watch it. Like, we went to the movies and we saw Saw 2. And the guy picks the girl up and throws her into the giant pit of needles. Oh, so bad for you. Right?
Yep.
That's kind of how the... Yeah. That's like when I saw, I was like, oh, gosh, that's horrible. And you with your needle thing, that would have been tremendously bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost kind of how I feel about, like, I can't stand listening to people brush their teeth. Sometimes I can't stand listening to myself brush my teeth. I have to play music or something or my podcast while I'm brushing my teeth or whatever because I just
– And see, if you were anybody else, that would make me want to bring a toothbrush to work.
Yeah.
Just so that every now and then I could be like
– Yeah. But like the nails, you know, people talk about the fingernails on the chalkboard. Yep. That's brushing teeth. Like hearing – I can't listen to my kids brush their teeth.
Hmm.
I'm just like, brush your teeth. I just – there's something about it. And so the tooth monster just – Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if he scraped up against something.
Let's change subjects now. Channel Zero, you will not be checking out.
Well, no tooth monster in this one, from what I understand. It's a new story, new season. So
maybe it's at least, tongue monster this time.
Well, that's fine. I'm cool with that. I don't care. Adam Ruins Everything returns to True TV, season 2B.
Yep.
Which is funny because didn't Adam's Ruin Everything just finish?
That's what I thought. It was Emily Ruins Adam Ruins Everything. Yeah. And I thought that's where they were going to stop. But apparently that was just the first half.
Yeah. So they're taking like a month off and giving us, you know, 2B.
I have no problem with that.
Yep.
But they don't have a title for any of the episodes yet. So I don't know what they're going to be ruining.
Stuff. September the 21st, Gotham returns to Fox season 4.
I was going to say Gotham returns to mediocre applause. Many, many oohs and
meh.
Yeah.
But this is a Thursday night, so it's a new night for Gotham from its Monday, or, you know, normal Monday night lineup.
Yeah, I can only hope that that's because it's performing poorly and they're trying to shunt it out. Again, Gotham has had, what, this is the fifth season?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's had many seasons to wow us. And it just keeps going downhill. It's tradition with us. The first episode of the season or the first episode back from hiatus is always great. Yep. We're like, wow, my hope is renewed for this show. And then the very next episode, it's like they take a dump on it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to having many more complaints about Gotham.
Also that night, September the 21st, The Orville is going to premiere in its normal time slot. Yep. They're Thursday nights after Gotham. September the 22nd, Fuller House Season 3 drops on Netflix, if you're interested in that. Okay. Also, and I wish I had Cinemax for this. Do you have Cinemax still?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if you have HBO Go, you have Cinemax Go.
There's no Cinemax Go Roku app.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there is a Max Go app for, like, Android and everything else. Yeah, so it's Cinemax Go, it's Max Go.
Maybe I'll recheck it. But anyways, Mike Judge presents Tales from the Tour Bus, a new animated series on Cinemax.
I'm sold. You said Mike Judge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like... King of the Hill.
Yep.
Obviously, Beavis and Butthead, but King of the Hill.
Office Space.
And so this is going to be on Cinemax, and it's called an animated docuseries.
Didn't he have something to do with the Belko experiment?
I believe so, yes.
Like he was a writer on it. Yeah. He wasn't the director, but he was
a writer. When we were watching, we're like, oh, hey.
Yeah
that feels about right. September 23rd, the Disney XD DuckTales reboot appears.
I'm still torn about that one.
The animation or the Huey, Dewey, and Louie not sounding like Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
All of the above?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen clips from the premiere, and, like, it starts off with Scrooge McDuck as, like, really mean and curmudgeonly. Like, he tells Mrs. Beakley that she has to watch the kids, and he doesn't want them anywhere near him, and he has her lock them in a room with, like, nothing in it. And I don't know. It'll be odd. I'll check it out. I don't know if I'll stick with it. It's weird.
I hear you there. September the 24th, Sunday the 24th, Star Trek Discovery premieres on CBS All Access. Also, they're going to have the series premiere on CBS that night.
Interesting.
And then following that, it's going to be Talking Trek, a new after show for the series.
Is Chris Hardwick Talking Trek?
I don't know.
Because he talks...
Until I just read it just a second, I didn't realize that was happening or that was a thing.
I'm betting it's Chris Hardwick because, like, literally he even has the show Talking with Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, you know? Right. Which, by the way, that's like a new one of his Nerdist podcast episodes is that show that he just – they record it and he puts it on it. I mean, hey, smart thinking for him.
Right.
I don't watch the show when it's on TV, but I've enjoyed a couple of the episodes they've had.
Yeah.
Like the Damon Lindelof one, and then he just had Neil deGrasse Tyson on. Yeah. So,
As far as Discovery goes, the closer we get to it, the more I hear about it, the more upset I am about it.
Yep.
The Klingons suck. This is supposed to take did you watch – okay, no, you didn't. My friend sent me one of those videos. You know how you see like the Honest trailers and stuff, but then there are also those videos. Yeah. Hitler watches blank, and they have that clip from that movie with Hitler, and he's screaming at his generals and stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Morang sent me the clip of Hitler watches the Star Trek Discovery. I can't remember if it was the show or the trailer for the show, and – it's rightly hilarious because when the people do these, they don't half-ass it. So he's like yelling about the fact that the Klingons don't look the same, and the fact that this is supposed to take place 10 years before the original Star Trek series, but everything looks more futuristic. And, you know, one of his generals is trying to talk to him, and he's like, but, you know, new technology to do filming. And he's like, but it shouldn't look like new technology in the show if it's supposed to be 10 years before. And it's true. Like, Rogue One. Rogue One went out of their way
yes.
to make it look cheesy like the 70s. Like, it looked like yeah. the same stuff.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like Star Trek Discovery was a good idea. And it was probably originally designed by and for fans.
Well, and I think that's why it originally was going to premiere 9 months ago.
Yeah.
But it just now they've decided, ooh, we can maybe make some money or we can do
this.
That's
exactly what it is.
Let's make it bigger and better. Oh, fuck, we shouldn't have pigeonholed ourselves saying it was 10 years before, you know, Enterprise.
Yep. So now it's become a cash grab.
I mean, not Enterprise. The first season, Star Trek, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So I will watch it if it's coming on CBS, but I am not paying money for CBS All Access.
No, neither am I.
At all. It's ridiculous.
Monday, September 25th, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Kevin Can Wait, and Me, Myself, and I, CBS's Monday night two-hour lineup of comedy.
Which is really weird.
Well,
I know that they had, like, Two Broke Girls and...
Which was canceled, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was.
But I'm showing, like, there's different dates, like November 2nd, which is a Thursday. The Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon are moving to Thursday night, September 2nd. And then Kevin Can Wait, Me, Myself, and I are changing time slots with the same day, October 30th. So they're moving Big Bang Theory to Thursdays.
So Big Bang, I was not a big fan this last season.
No, I struggled with it.
Young Sheldon, I'm really not excited about.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what I think about that myself.
Because this is, speaking of cash grabs, you know, and again, it's CBS. Like, they're just literally trying to cash in on one of their most popular properties in the worst way possible, as far as I could tell. So, will I check out the premiere? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a chance.
If there's a conflict? Nope. Nope, I'm not going to care about it. Kevin Can Wait. I never watched the first season. When I heard what they did to Aaron, whatever her name is, I want to say Aaron James, no, that's Kevin James. Anyway, when they screwed over his...
Yeah, that was to bring Leah Remini back on as his...
And literally friend. Killed her off screen, and a year has passed. Dick move. Huge dick move. So, I have no love for that show, and I'm not going to have any love for that show. And Me, Myself, and I'll check that out. Seems like an interesting, weird concept. You know? Three different stages of his life. We get three different.
Yeah, you three. Yeah, and that does look kind of neat. I'll definitely check that out. I don't care about Kevin Can Wait, like you said. I agree with the. Also, that night, the voice comes back to NBC. If you care about that,
nope.
Okay. All right, Tuesday, September 26th. This Is Us is back.
Yes. God, I never thought
very excited.
I would be so excited about a friggin' family drama.
Yeah, I am, though. I can't. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Now that I know that Toby wears a fat suit or a prosthetic suit.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wears a prosthetic suit to make him look fatter.
Okay. Also, the same night, Brooklyn 99's back.
I love that show. Yeah, I really FX, do.
Season 5.
That is some solid comedy.
A show that we were both unexpected that we both enjoyed so much, Lethal Weapon. Season 2 comes back that night on Fox.
Nice.
Yeah, again, a show that neither one of us thought we were going to like, and we both end up liking it.
Because it really was one of the better shows that came on.
I really like the guy playing Riggs.
Yeah.
And Damon Wayans is Damon Wayans.
Absolutely. So,
and are you still watching Bull?
Yes.
Okay, that returns that night as well.
Oh, I love that show. I'm super.
For a second.
Wow, so that's going to be a good week. When is The Good Place? I thought that was in there somewhere. Maybe like the week before or something?
Nope. The Good Doctor premiered the night before, but I haven't seen The Good Place come up on my list yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I saw it earlier. Check again.
Okay, let's scroll back a little bit. Everyone now has to wait while I scroll back and look. You should just Google it or something.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit, you're right. I'm sorry. The Good Place, September 20th, the same night as Channel Zero, No End House.
Oh, see, we got distracted.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So The Good Place returns Wednesday, September 20th.
Awesome.
Which is another show that I was surprised was coming back. I thought for sure it was going to get canceled.
Yeah. And that I was surprised I liked so much because in the beginning I was like, how are they going to maintain this? And they did. They did a really good job with that show. I can't wait to see what they do with the second season and the whole memory wipe and everything.
September 20th, 27th, that is another big return date for television. Mm. If you're a Modern Family fan, that's back. If you're a Chicago PD fan, that's back. If you're a Criminal Minds fan, that's back. I'm not watching it this year.
Me either.
No. New drama series, SEAL Team's coming on. There's some people looking forward to that. Not me.
And good for you if you're looking forward to it. It just looks
based on the way you just collapsed.
It looks to me like it's all going to be angst. You know, and not like war type angst, but more like, you know, you're never here for your daughter. And that's just not my scene. It's not something that I'll enjoy.
Also shows I don't care about that are coming back that night. Designated Survivor Season 2, if you like that.
I gave up on it.
The Goldbergs and Empire.
I've seen some good episodes of The Goldbergs, but never enough to actually sit down and watch the whole thing.
A show I'm looking forward to that comes back that night, Law & Order SVU Season 19. You know, I hadn't watched it for a couple of years. I watched last season, and I really enjoyed it again. It was so I was glad to see it back, maybe because I had taken that break.
Yeah,
But season 19 is coming back, so I'm looking forward to that. And season 5 of The Blacklist.
And this should be good.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Now that they've gotten rid of Redemption, and they're putting them back together, you know, mushing everything together. Which is going to be good.
There are aspects of Redemption I really enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like Solomon.
Like the first 5 episodes?
Yes. September the 28th, The Good Place, actually. It's new for its time slot premiere.
Okay.
So it's going to be a Thursday night show.
Boy, Thursday's getting crowded,
isn't it? It is getting crowded. So anyways, I know why I see now why Young Sheldon and Big Bang Theory are not on Thursday for a few weeks because Thursday Night Football on CBS.
Oh.
For a few weeks, yeah. But anyways, if you're into this, Grey's Anatomy is back for its 14th season. I cannot believe it's been on for 14 seasons.
Oh, but did you hear about the whole Shonda Rhimes thing?
No.
Shonda Rhimes does Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and Scandal. Those are her three big shows, and they're huge shows.
Yeah, they are.
She has terminated her contract with ABC.
Really?
She will now be exclusively working with Netflix.
Well, How to Get Away with Murder premieres that night as well.
Yep. These will be the last seasons of all of them, I believe.
Yeah.
Her and her whole production company of Shondaland are moving to Netflix. They will probably not take these shows
with
them. That's
quite the coup for Netflix.
It's a huge coup. I mean, Scandal is enormous.
Yeah.
How to Get Away with Murder is great. Grey's Anatomy, like you said, 14 seasons. So, again, these shows will probably not show up on Netflix. I mean, Netflix may buy the rights for them, whatever, but she's going to be starting some new stuff exclusively on Netflix, which should make some people, like my mother, very happy.
Nice. Yep. Also joining The Good Place on this Thursday night comedy lineup is going to be Superstore.
Yeah!
Third season.
Love that show.
And the revival of Will and Grace.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes, which actually looks good. They got the whole cast.
Absolutely.
And I actually liked it the first time around. Yeah. And then another new, well, I don't know if it's new, but another great news.
Oh, no, that was the one where her mother comes to be an intern.
Yes, yeah.
I never really watched it.
I never watched either, but that's the rounding out, I think, the comedy lineup. And then Chicago Fire premieres that night. For those fans of Chicago Fire, I'm only talking about Rude. September the 29th, Friday night, Inhumans premieres on ABC. I got to say, I read something about Inhumans has a worse Rotten Tomatoes score than Batman vs. Superman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite an achievement.
Yeah. So, but I've heard other people that watched it that enjoyed it. But again, they enjoyed it for what it was. Like, it wasn't a movie that, it wasn't, the IMAX thing seems to be a waste. Yes, it was filmed in IMAX, but there's a difference when you're filming a movie and you're filming a TV show.
And from what I've heard, people looked at it and said, this is a TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
It may have been filmed with IMAX cameras, but it still looks like a TV show.
And yeah, people would pay $15 to go and watch it and be horribly disappointed. So that might have something to do with some of the shitty ratings, reviews, because they spent money on this and were disappointed.
Yeah.
But Inhumans premieres that night. And then if you're into it, MacGyver is back that night.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Mostly for the fun factor of like chatting with Mully afterwards and being like, oh my God, did you see what they did? Some of the episodes were good though.
I'll take your word for it. Hawaii 5-0 comes back that night. Blue Bloods, Hell's Kitchen, Z Nation on Sci-Fi, and The Exorcist on Fox, which I cannot believe they're doing another season.
I can't believe that they're doing it.
I tried watching it. I just couldn't.
Nope. Z Nation shocks me, too, because I remember watching the first episode of that and saying, this is the biggest piece of schlock I have seen in forever. And I was sure that it was going to get canceled, and third season's coming out. Yeah. Like, it made the last season of Dark Matter look great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the first episode, and it made it look great. So, I don't know what they're thinking.
September 30th, Saturday Night Live returns for its 43rd season. People still watch that.
Wow. I mostly just scroll through my Google News feed and see what sketches they're like, oh, you should have seen this last night.
Yeah, probably not. October 1st, Sunday night, The Toy Box on ABC. I don't know what that is, but it says season 2, and I've never heard of it.
Nope, me either.
10 Days in the Valley, a new ABC series. Is this a takeoff of the movie?
No idea.
Okay. It's funny, I've never heard of it either. The Simpsons, it comes back for season 29. A Family Guy for season 15.
Jesus.
Last Man on Earth season 4.
Oh.
And Curb Your Enthusiasm returns to HBO for its 9th season.
That's another one that's been gone for years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're it's like, oh, we're going to bring it back.
A new comedy series on a Fox called Ghosted.
Yes.
That's premiering that night. I'm excited about that.
I am too.
Yeah.
Like some weird version of the X-Files slash Ghost Facers slash.
It looks good.
Yes.
It looks funny.
I love Craig Robinson. I love Adam Scott.
Yeah.
So bring it on, people.
So October 2nd, Lucifer returns to Fox.
Again, I don't hate Lucifer.
Yep.
I'm not like you. I don't hate it, but it's not one of those that I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. Tom Welling is going to be joining this season as a detective. He looks like a distinguished gentleman. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him since Smallville and The Mist, but
right.
So I'll be interested to see what he brings to that. I'll be sure to report to everybody.
New Fox series, The Gifted.
That's the X-Men spinoff.
Yeah,
and it's going to take place in like the future when they've been rounding up mutants and locking them away and. I heard some names on there like Blink and such.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm so looking forward to that. A lot of good actors in it. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, absolutely. October 3rd, The Middle comes back for season 9.
Final season.
Which I can't even believe it made this many seasons, but it's something I've enjoyed every year. And it's just a fun show.
Yep.
It's a fun short show. You know, good for Neil Goldman for having a couple hit shows in a row. That's, I guess, you know, I gotta look at that. If you watch Fresh Off the Boat, that's back for season 4. Blackish is back for season 4. Okay, have you heard anything about Kevin Probably Saves the World on ABC?
I have not.
Neither have I. We'll have to look into that.
We will have to look into that.
Let's see. Oh, new miniseries on Travel Channel with Josh Gates.
Oh.
Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Because I loved his Yeti one.
I'm a big Josh Gates fan. It's like him and Morgan Spurlock, whatever it is. If they're explaining something to me, I'm entertained.
Yep.
It's the way they do it, their delivery.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell my mother and my sister about that because they are going to be stoked.
Yeah, that's October the 4th, which is a Wednesday night.
Awesome.
October 5th, Scandal returns to ABC. Van Helsing season 2 on Sci-Fi. I have no clue how this happened.
I don't either. That's almost sacrilege right there.
Yep.
That's like The Exorcist coming back. Yep. Why is Van Helsing back? It was god-awful.
Ghost Wars is a new series on Sci-Fi. I don't know what that's about. Heard anything?
Not at all.
You can see all the research we did.
Yes.
Leading into this week's episode.
Just remember that, you know, there's a lot coming out, and we do cover a lot of it as much as we can, but holy God, like, to sit down and try to remember all this stuff.
Yeah.
There's stuff that we'll see, like, I'll see a commercial for, and it's, like, premiering tomorrow, and I'm like, I haven't heard about this at all.
October the 6th. Which is a Friday night, Once Upon a Time returns. So they're moving it to Friday.
And I'm not sure if you had followed this, but this last season, they got rid of most of the major characters. They didn't kill them off. They gave them, like, their happy endings. But most of the main characters were moved off the show. You know, Jennifer Goodwin, Jennifer Morrison, the guy who plays Prince Charming.
So what's it going to be about then?
Apparently, it's going to be like 20 years later, and now Henry's kid comes to town, and there's problems and stuff. Cool. Whatever.
So they're kind of rebooting themselves.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're jumping.
It's not going to last.
They're jumping the shark.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
There's a new sci-fi drama series called Superstition. I don't know what it's about. I like the title.
Absolutely.
October 9th on the CW, Supergirl returns.
Woo!
Holiday, Columbus Day.
Well, most people wouldn't have you put both of those in the same sentence.
True, true, true. But we get paid.
Yep.
I'll be at work, so.
Except we'll be at work.
Well, and we get paid extra for it.
Yep.
October the 9th, Valor debuts on the CW, I'm guessing after Supergirl. October 10th, season 4 of The Flash, where they solve the cliffhanger finale in the first episode.
The dumbest cliffhanger finale, because he's just like, oh no, I'm good.
Yeah.
So let's review real quickly. They're going to have to solve the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
We have confirmed that we will see Harrison Wells as the Earth 2 Harrison Wells. So Tom Cavanaugh will be playing that. Julian will not be back as a series regular, probably will not be back at all. They're going to have to explain that because him and Caitlin were kind of hot and heavy for each other, pun intended, with her being Killer Frost.
Right.
And, yeah, it's going to be like 6 months later after he went to the light.
Yeah.
But this time we're going to have a non-speedster supervillain, which is the Thinker, and the girl who's going to be building his stuff for him. So it'll be interesting to see them do that where he's not constantly going as a speedster.
Yeah, it will be nice to mix it up a little bit.
What else we got?
All right. Also that night, October the 10th, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Season 3, is back. I'm going to give it a chance.
Oh, I'll watch the whole season because they're going to do that crossover that they promised this time will be more involved with all of them, including Supergirl.
October 11th, if you're into this, Riverdale's back.
Nope.
And the new drama series Dynasty on the CW.
Dynasty?
They're rebooting Dynasty. The Shannara Chronicles on Spike TV, which was moved from MTV to Spike TV for season 2.
Hmm.
But really, the only thing I give two shits about is Mr. Robot's back.
Right.
Season 3 on the USA Network, October 11th. So that'll be a good Wednesday.
We always have certain shows that are like the in-depth shows.
Yes.
And they're like Mr. Robot, Game of Thrones. You know, the ones where we're like, let's dedicate some time and let's dig into this shit.
And that's one of them.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot wait for that to come back. Holy crap.
Continuing the busy week of premieres on Thursday the 12th, we have Arrow, returning for season 6.
So the DC universe is going to skip a day? Because I got Supergirl, Flash, Legends, Skip, Arrow.
Arrow, yeah. Because last time they did them like 4 days in a row type of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, we're getting Supergirl on Monday, Flash and Legends on Tuesday, nothing Wednesday. Thursday we're getting Arrow and Supernatural.
Hmm.
Supernatural season number 13.
So which one do you think is trying to draw in for the other one? Like, do you think
Supernatural... Well, according to... They're showing them in order on here that Supernatural is before Arrow, so I would assume that Supernatural is going to be your 8 o'clock show and Arrow is your 9 o'clock show.
I mean, like, audience-wise, like, are they saying Arrow needs help, so let's put it with Supernatural, or Supernatural needs help, let's put it with Arrow?
I don't know. I think they're throwing a Hail Mary. If they were smart, they'd put, like, Supergirl on and then Supernatural and then Flash on and then Arrow.
Yep. I can't wait for Supergirl to come back.
I'm excited about Supergirl. Absolutely. October the 13th, if you're into this, my crazy ex-girlfriend and Jane the Virgin are back on CW.
You know, I want to go back and watch my crazy ex-girlfriend because I watched, like, the first 4 or 5 episodes and I really liked them.
Really?
Dude, it was funny. And it was crazy over the top, but it was musical because, you know, they break into song and have musical numbers and stuff, but not like Glee, like really funny. And I've heard nothing but good about it. And this will be the 3rd season. So obviously they're doing something right.
October the 14th, Saturday night.
What?
BBC America. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Woo! It's weird seeing a Saturday night show, isn't it?
But well, Doctor Who.
It's a BBC show, so Doctor Who.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm more excited about October now than September for shows.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited just to have some new shows.
And some good ones.
Yeah.
Mr. Robot and Dirk Gently in the same week.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Craziness.
Holy crap. And it'll be nice, too, this time, because last season, I was just telling you about Dirk Gently.
Yes.
And trying to fill everybody in and say, it's amazing. And this time, you'll actually be watching it along with me.
I absolutely will be. Kind of weeding down now as far as what new shows are coming out or coming back or whatever. But October the 22nd, Walking Dead season 8 is back on AMC. I'm not watching it.
I am. I'm watching that. I gave up on Fear of the Walking Dead, but I will watch Walking Dead because they're promising big stuff. They're promising the Great War.
Well, I'll take your word for it. October the 27th on NBC, Blindspot's back.
I can't believe that that one's coming
back. Friday night, though. They moved it to Friday, so it's either the Death Note for it or whatever.
But how do they still have tattoos to decipher?
I don't know.
Not like I'm asking you personally, but...
Right. You notice one thing I haven't noticed is I haven't seen Taken on here at all anywhere.
Maybe it's mid-season, like
maybe,
or something?
Yeah, maybe. But also, the only thing that matters is what's happening Friday, October the 27th, and I don't know if I'm off that day, but I'm going to check my schedule to see if I can sit down and binge watch me some season 2 of Stranger Things.
That is definitely a binge-worthy kind of thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. October the 30th.
I will be working that night.
October the 30th, Superior Donuts returns for a second season. I never watched it either.
Me either.
And then October 2BA, so sometime during the month, this is coming on the USA Network. It's called Damnation. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have not.
I watched the trailer for this. It takes place, like, I want to say in the 1920s or 30s. One brother it was during Prohibition, so it had to be the 20s. One brother is, like, the church leader, but, like, really hardcore, I'm going to use my parishioners to create violence type of minister. The other brother looks to be a rum runner of some kind, and there's some sort of tension between the two of them, and there's some sort of unknown history. When I sat down to watch the trailer, I thought it was going to be a Western based on the way the guy was standing there, but then as you're watching, it's like, okay, no, this is not a Western. And I really couldn't figure out what it's going to be about, but the trailer did enough of its job that I do at least want to watch the first episode.
Okay.
To see if I can figure out what it's about. So
I'll be looking forward to your review on that.
Okay. Let's see here. November 2nd. We're talking a Thursday now. Now that Saturday Night Football is gone, Life in Pieces returns to CBS, and the CBS premiere of what they're calling new drama, but it's really the rebooted drama of SWAT.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
God, I watched that preview being excited and then was not excited at all.
It was a very let down preview as you went through it.
Yep, absolutely.
November the 5th on Showtime, Shameless Season 8 premieres.
Shameless is a funny show, but it's way too much for me to catch up on. It's like this the Psych movie coming out.
Yeah.
I've never fully invested in Psych the show, and it would be so much for me to try to catch up.
The first episode, like, I love the concept of Psych, a guy who's not a psychic, but he uses his, that's what we're talking about, correct?
Yeah.
He uses his just ability of deduction and he pays attention to shit and body language and reading things to help solve crimes.
Yep.
But then he has to pretend to be a psychic to do it. And
that, because otherwise they won't take him seriously.
That's the part that annoyed me through the whole thing, is him constantly pretending to be a psychic. It just annoyed me. It didn't want to make me watch it. It was so annoying.
Moving on.
Let's see here. Rolling through the rest of November. Oh, Thursday Night Football then changes to NBC. Moves from CBS to NBC. Just okay. If you're interested. People like football.
Sure do.
Mythbusters, season 15 on the Science Channel, new network.
Mm.
If you like that show.
Different hosts, right?
Different hosts, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Marvel's Runaways debuts on Hulu November the 21st.
That's going to be great.
Yep.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that definitely looks really, really good.
And I'm betting that's going to be a weekly as well, because it's a Hulu original.
Probably. Yes. I would assume that's going to be a comes out one episode every week type of thing. November the 29th, Vikings season 5 debuts on the History Channel.
God, there are some people out there that just can't get enough of that show.
There are a lot of people out there that absolutely love that show. And, Shut-Eye season 2 comes to Hulu December the 6th.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. And on December 17th, and I know I'm probably not the, I'm probably the only one that's very excited about this, but I am, A Christmas Story live musical special on Fox. They did A Christmas Story, the musical.
Okay.
And you know, Fox does, they did Dirty Grease and Dirty Dancing and whatnot.
Hairspray.
I think NBC did Peter Pan.
NBC did a number of those.
They've done a number of those, but this one's going to be on Fox. It's A Christmas Story live musical special, so I'll check that out. I love Gene Shepard. I love the movie A Christmas Story. I'm a big fan of that. And then fall to be announced. There's a bunch of shows that have announced they're going to come out this fall. They don't have release dates, but the number one on top of the list is The Punisher.
Yep.
On Netflix. They keep saying fall 2017. They haven't nailed down when. I cannot wait for them to nail down when, because I really want to watch that. It looks like Red Dwarf season 12 is coming back.
Wow!
Yeah,
holy crap!
It's gonna be on BritBox, and the US premiere is gonna be sometime this fall. But Red Dwarf season 12, I'm surprised. That's almost like. I feel like Red Dwarf they wanted so bad to take off like Doctor Who did, and it just didn't.
Yep. Exactly.
So, but yeah, that kind of wraps it up as far as what fall we're looking like. I mean, obviously, we both have some shows we're excited about.
Yeah.
Some more than others.
Like I said, obviously, you know, come January, there'll be some shows that are now done and new ones that are taking over. So we'll do another recap later on.
Yeah. You know? For the mid-season replacements. Oh. I'm not seeing it here, but I do remember The Librarians is coming back to TNT for a fourth season this fall sometime.
Outstanding.
Yes, and I know that's a show you're a big fan of.
Absolutely. So. Cheesy as hell, but man, is it fun. That's a guilty pleasure kind of show. For sure.
There's still a few movies coming out this fall.
Oh, there's a lot of movies coming out this fall. I think that there's one about, speaking of Vikings, it was something about Norse gods. What was it? I think it had the god of thunder and the goddess of the underworld. Oh, Thor Ragnarok, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. So that'll probably, you know, there are some Vikings fans out there, so they might like that because, you know, Vikings were closely tied to the Norse mythology.
But just to drop over a few real quick, going back to September.
Go for it.
Because we did the TVs. Let's do some movies now. This is what this show's about. September 8th, it. And I'm pretty excited about it. And being Mainers, it's a big thing up here, especially in the Bangor area. They're getting some early premieres at different theaters or the drive-ins or whatever up in Bangor, the home of Stephen King, one of the homes. So I'm excited about it. I've heard a lot of great things about it.
Are you going to go see it in the theater?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I remember watching that the 6-hour miniseries event when I was a kid when it was on TV.
Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah. When I was on TV, I did as a kid. And then later, renting it or watching it later on, whenever it was on. I mean, I've seen it probably half dozen, eight times, something like that. Also, American Assassin, Friday, September 15th. I do want to see that. That looks great.
I'm going to be going with a couple of friends to see that.
Nice, nice. Kingsman, The Golden Circle, Friday, September 22nd.
Absolutely a must-see for me.
Yep. Now, I've heard good and bad. I've heard some people, like, excited. Aaron Bell loves the original. It's one of his guilty pleasure go-to movies, apparently, Flatliners. And they're remaking it, and it comes out September 29th. So
it looks pretty good. The remake looks pretty good. I'm excited for it. I don't know if I'll see it in the theater. But right.
Blade Runner 2049, Friday, October 6th. We will watch the original at some point. I feel like it's a movie we need to watch.
Yep. Absolutely. Watch it and then see if we want to go see the sequel in the theater.
Friday, the 13th, The Foreigner, the Jackie Chan flick I was telling you about where he plays like the older badass guy whose daughter's killed and he's looking for revenge.
Right.
It's kind of a departure from anything, and it's a United States movie. It's a huge departure from anything over here in the States anyone's ever seen Jackie Chan in, if he only watches U.S. release movies, which are buddy-buddy comedies or some action things or whatever.
Right, right.
He's done some dark stuff lately in China. So it's interesting to see him doing this movie. It looks great. The trailer looks great. I mean, he's 60-something now. He's still got some great-looking fight scenes in it. And it's just Jackie Chan. I can't not see it. There's another movie called Happy Death Day that comes out Friday, October the 13th. And that's the time loop movie of the girl who wakes up on her birthday every day and is killed by the end of the day.
Wakes up
the next day and is trying to figure out how she died. It looks really, really good. And we like those time loops.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
So.
It's hard to do those wrong.
Even the Dark Matter, this most recent season of Dark Matter, the best episode is the time loop episode.
Yeah.
It would have been a great time loop episode if somehow they could have done a Serenity Firefly time loop episode.
I bet you he had one planned.
I bet, because Stargate, that was amazing.
Yep.
Their time loop episode was awesome. I love how Teague, every day, started getting the door slammed in his face. Friday, October the 27th, Jigsaw. The new Saw movie called Jigsaw.
I assume we're going to see that together for tradition.
In the theater.
Yep.
Yeah, in the theater. We've seen every other Saw movie in the theater.
Yeah.
So we kind of don't have a choice in the matter. Friday, November the 3rd, that movie you're talking about, the one with the people in it, Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer you just showed me before we started recording.
Yep.
Also that day, another movie. I think I'd rather watch this one better. Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah, that's the Viking one that I was talking about.
Oh, the Viking one you're talking about. Yeah. Cool.
Big dog in it.
Okay. Friday, November 17th, Justice League. I do kind of want to see it.
I'm torn. Part of me wants to see it because of Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's all these rumors and stories that are going around about how much exactly Joss has influenced the rewrite of this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a principle thing, though. Like, I don't know if I want to give my hard-earned money to Warner Brothers after what they did.
I mean, I get it. I understand.
We'll see. I got time.
The Death Wish remake comes out Wednesday, November the 22nd.
I will check that out.
I do want to check that out.
I don't know about theaters.
Even though it's Eli Roth.
Yeah.
I do want to check it out, though.
Yeah.
It's Bruce Willis.
It is Bruce Willis.
And Bruce Willis in an action thing, you know, I mean.
Where he just gets to be an action star.
Yeah. There's no comedy. There's no him being a comedian, him being a fun-loving guy. It's just him.
Kicking ass.
Squinty-eyed, shooting a gun. So,
yep.
Yeah. Pretty much. December. Oh, a little flick coming out on December the 21st, 25th. December the 15th called Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
I think I've heard something about that.
Yeah. Have you?
Oh. It was like a rumor. I don't know. It was like, maybe it was an obscure article that I read.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
Kind of a mystery.
I may check it out.
Wednesday, December 20th, Jumanji. Which, if this had been titled anything else, I probably would want to go see
it.
I'll watch it eventually.
Maybe on Netflix.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got Kevin Hart. It's got The Rock. It's got Karen Gillan. It's got Jack Black. It's looks good.
Yeah.
But it's just the name.
But it's not Jumanji.
No, it's not.
Jumanji, the game comes out. It doesn't suck you in.
Correct. The $6 Billion Man comes out Friday, December 22nd.
Huh.
I know what it's about, but I haven't seen anything about this version.
$6 Billion Man.
Well, you know, it's, Steve Austin.
Yep. Yeah.
And then The Greatest Showman on
Earth. Rattlesnake?
The Greatest Showman on Earth, Wednesday, December 27th. Hugh Jackman. It's a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, about P.T. Barnum.
Zach, what's his name there? Efron.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks great.
It does look great.
So, yeah.
There's one, pardon me. There's one show that I didn't hear on your list, and I had to look it up because I wanted to remember. I've been seeing a lot of previews for it, and I know we've talked about it. November 29th on Sci-Fi is the show Happy.
Yes.
Christopher Maloney. And
yes.
The more previews I see, the more I really want to see this. Like, they always start off saying, based on the extremely graphic novel. And, like, there's one point where the horse is like, oh, you can see me? Hey, we're going to have so much fun. And Maloney's just sitting there, like, looking as disheveled as he can with a gun. And he's like, kill it any way you can. I really want to see this show.
Yeah, no, that does look very good.
Yeah.
And, was it?
But that's the only show that I could think of that I was like, wait, I know this is coming up.
Well, what about Stan versus Evil?
Stan Against Evil?
Stan Against Evil, I mean.
Yeah, that's supposed to be back here very soon.
It wasn't on that list. We were just perusing. Let's see here. Stan Against
Evil. Is that going to show up in January as well?
November 1st, 2017 is when it's supposed to be back.
Outstanding.
IFC. So there we go. Stan Against Evil Season 2. I'm very excited about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cool. So there you go. There's some preview of television shows and movies coming out this fall, mostly TV shows, mostly what we want to watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, we threw some stuff in there that other people may be interested in, but yeah, for the most part, it's what we're going to be watching and reviewing.
Right. So
I'm excited. There's a lot of stuff to be excited for.
Absolutely, there is.
I don't remember you saying when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was back.
That's not coming back until after
Inhumans.
That's actually like coming back in January. I remember that.
Yep.
Because I was annoyed.
Yeah.
So cool. Awesome. Well, if there's anything we didn't touch on that you're looking forward to, let us know.
That's right. We're all about touching on things that we're supposed to touch on.
If there's anything we didn't speak about that you will
be looking forward to watching. Too late. I'm not editing it out.
That you're looking forward to watching that we didn't talk about, let us know because, you know, maybe we'll want to watch it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, you can find us on our social media platforms. The Facebook, it's at What Did You Watch? The Twitter's at What Did You Watch? I'm at Superstar Mel.
I'm at The Quantum Geek, G33K.
And hey, thanks.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.